want y'all to pray for us. Appreciate being here, and I'm glad God is good. Amen. You know, I was thinking, as she was singing, God's been good, and I love that song. I was thinking a verse in the Scriptures, Philippians 4:19. If you ain't marked that down in your Bible, you need to. The Bible tells us, but my God shall supply all your needs. He didn't just say some of them, he said all of them. And I'm so thankful that, you know what, no matter what comes our way, no matter what what the devil throws at us tonight, there's nothing that God can't supply our needs for. There ain't nobody too gone that can't be saved. You say, well, Matthew, I got a friend of mine that's been in sin years. I believe God can touch them and save them. And I'm so thankful for that. I want y'all to pray for us. I want to be in Luke chapter number 18. You say, well, Matthew, that sounds familiar. You preached on this before here. And I have before, but you know, I learned, I ain't been preaching long, but I learned a little bit. You know, it's not, I don't want to preach nothing new. I just want to preach what God gives me. And most of all, I want to see somebody saved. That's what a burden on my heart is. And I'm so thankful that God saved me. But I want you to pray for us a little bit. I'm going to be reading here just a little couple of verses. And kind of God has shown me just some little bit of different things. And this scripture, and I'll be honest with you, the devil kind of was getting on me today. I was telling the brother Randy about them trying to get off the work to come here, and the devil, my boss told me I couldn't and all this stuff, and the devil thought he won. I'm so glad God's bigger and he's better than that. But I want y'all to pray for us. Luke chapter number 18, I'm going to start reading in verse number 18, and it says, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, but do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all of these have I kept up from my youth. And now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lack thou thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And that's all I feel like reading this afternoon. I want you to pray for me a little bit. It's very familiar. A lot of preachers, better than I'll ever be, has preached on this before. And I got to thinking, there's this man. Yeah, the Bible tells us it was a rich young ruler. No doubt it tells us he was rich. So no doubt he probably had everything in the world that he could have. He probably had the nice fancy house. He probably had all the money and all the land and all the cattle that he wanted. I could just picture one day. He could probably look over and saw Jesus probably healing the blind and healing the sick. And I could think about, he was probably looking over there saying, I want something. I want whatever God he's given to all these people. And I got to thinking, he probably went up to him and he asked him, here, what shall I do and inherit eternal life? And he said, he told him here, he said, I've done everything. I've done the commandments. I've done this. He said, but I want you to sell what you got. No doubt he wanted to put his heart in Jesus. And I got to thinking a little bit about that, and I kind of want to preach on tonight. Where's our heart set up at? Because there's a lot, and you say, well, Matthew, this is for the lost people. I believe Christians, we can look at this and we can get closer to God from this and grow from it. We got a lot of Christians, we go through the motions. We'll go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and we'll go home and get up, but our heart's not set right where it needs to be. I believe as Christians, we need to pray. I believe as Christians, we need to start praying and reading our Bible and studying and stuff. And I'm so thankful for that. Let me tell you something. This man here, he was lost, and he was just asking God. He said, Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he told him, he said, I've done everything. He thought he'd done everything to the world standards that he had. He had thought everything from the world. He thought he was doing stuff right. He was doing good. He was doing everything right. But I could kind of picture this man going through the motions, thinking that he was going to heaven. But let me tell you,
appreciate something unless we accept salvation, unless we get our heart set right where it needs to be. You're not going to get saved if you're lost. You'll say, Matthew, I've heard lost people come up to me and say it. Well, my mom and daddy's saved. God's not going to send me to hell because my parents are saved. Let me tell you something. This is a personal experience. We get saved by grace through faith, and that's how you get saved in salvation. I'm so thankful that he saved me, and it's the best thing that's ever happened in my life. And this man here thought he had it all, but when he heard he wanted Jesus Christ, said give everything away, I guess what he did, he went away very sorrowful. He thought that he was doing right when he said give all his stuff away and follow Christ. I believe he just wanted to give his life to him. I believe that's what Jesus Christ wanted here. He just wanted to give it, just give it all to him, and God would have took care of it. I think a lot of Christians, we go through the motions so much, and we don't get our heart set right where it is, that we can't get in peace with God. We can't get where we need to be, and we just go through the motions. Our heart's not set where it needs to be at. I'll be honest with you, I've been there. I've been just like this. You were a young ruler. I went through the motions when I was young and didn't think I was gonna. I thought, well, mom and daddy was saved. My older brother was saved. I was gonna go to heaven. God wouldn't send me to hell. But let me tell you something. This is a serious thing. I've heard people say, well, I'll wait till I die, and I got a lot of questions to ask Jesus. I'll be honest with you, I don't believe it works like that. I think when you get to heaven, we ain't going to be doing much of the talking. And when we see Jesus Christ and Lord of Lords face to face, we need to make sure this is serious. I got lost friends and family that I pray for every night, and I hope I can see him saved. And I'll be honest with you, prayer works if we just put forth effort where we need to be, where our heart needs to be. You say, Matthew, well, I go to church and I raise my hand every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and I pray once a week. Let me tell you something. I think God wants a little bit more out of that. I think he's been so good to me. I can take a little bit of time to turn the TV off and get down in my little prayer closet and sit there and pray and study my Bible. If God's been so good to me and took me through so many things, that's the least I can do. I feel ashamed a lot of times. I'll get home at night and eat dinner, and I get too tired. And I'll say, God, I'm just going to go home. I'm just going to get in the bed. But you know what? I woke up one morning, and I was thinking, you know what? God's been too good to me for me to go to sleep. Why can't I take 15, 20 minutes out of my day, and just try to study and read my Bible and try to get closer to God? And it's nothing that I do standing up here preach, but maybe I can get close to God, and we might be able to see somebody saved. That's all I want to do is to see somebody come down here, not die, and go to hell. I've seen preachers preach and people sit there. I've seen lost people sit at their pews and grit the bench and probably going to break it off. But you know what? The heart's not set on what it needs to be. Our heart needs to be set on Jesus Christ and what he did, what he died for us on the cross. And I'm so thankful that he cared enough about me. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you believe this or not. I believe if I was the only person in this world, Jesus still would have died for me because he loved me that much. And he loves you that much tonight. We just got to come down and surrender all to him. And if we can do that, God will bless you. You'll be the happiest person in the world. You'll wake up every morning having peace in your heart. I can go to bed at night and I can sleep so good because I know I'm even if I take my last breath when I'm asleep, I know where I'm going. And that's such a peace you can't get from the world. That's a peace we can't get from the drugs and alcohol. People say, well, I can do the... I'll go out here and drink my life away and I'll be happy. Let me tell you something. I ain't met a drunk person yet that's been happy. I'll be honest with you. There ain't nothing good to it. When I was in high school, people say, well, won't you drink a little bit? I'll be honest with you. The devil came up to me and said, well, just go ahead. It'll feel a little bit better. You'll feel good. But you know what I said? I said, I'd rather go to church and feel the Spirit of God in my heart be set where it needs to be than drink any kind of alcohol there is in this world. I'm so thankful that God saved me, and I had that peace, I'm so thankful for that. Where's our heart set at tonight? This man, his heart wasn't where it needed to be. He thought he was in the world. His heart was in the world. His heart thought all possessions that he had. His heart was there when no doubt from the money and all the cattle and the land that he had. That's where his heart was. But I could just think just a little bit of more, wanted a little bit of taste of what Jesus wanted, what Jesus had for him. But he didn't want to give up everything that else that he had. He didn't want to give away the world. He didn't want to give that up. He wanted salvation in God, but he didn't want to give up the world. Let me tell you something. If you're going to accept God and get saved, you got to turn everything over to him, and you got to accept Jesus Christ. There ain't no little card you can read and say this prayer and get saved. That don't work. I'll be honest with you. I was in football one time at a football camp, and they went down. We had in the gym, and everybody was standing there, and it was like a Christian camp, and they were sitting there, and everybody stood everybody up, and everybody, and the pastor or whatever he was there stood up and said, if you want to be saved, come down here. And we a bunch of people went down there, and he said, repeat after me, and everybody said this prayer, and he said, praise God, you're saved. And let me tell you something, every person that went down there, they thought they got saved. But let me tell you something, this is a personal experience. I can't read a card and get saved. It's got to be with me and God. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful I took my time and I stepped out when I did. My heart wasn't set when I was 9 years old. It wasn't set where it needed to be. And God spoke to my heart one day and he said, you know what? You know where it needs to be? It needs to be down in this altar and give everything to me. I will say, well, I'll go home and I'll sleep tonight and I'll wake up and I don't have to feel this feeling that God's drawing me. Let me tell you something. We say more we go away, the more you turn God away, the less the drawing gets. And I'm so thankful this man. I don't know this man here. I don't believe the Bible talks about him again to my knowledge, I don't think it talks about him ever again. I don't know if he got saved or what. I hope he did. But you know what? This man, he had his heart set on the world, and he didn't have it on Jesus Christ. Where's your heart set at tonight? Is it in the world? And you say, well, Matthew, I went through, I feel like I'm going through the motions. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing that prayer can't fix. I'll be honest with you. There's been times, and I wish I couldn't say it, but I've been out in the world, and I've done things I shouldn't have done, but thank God, God takes us back, and we just get focused on God, and God can bless us. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful God's been good. I don't know, I had that on my heart the other day while she was singing, God's been good. God shall supply all our needs. Ain't you glad that he supplies all our needs? I don't have to go through nothing, that God's not there with me. If my heart's set where it needs to be, I want to ask you a question tonight, and I'm about done, but where is our heart where it needs to be? This man, his heart wasn't where it needed to be. He thought it was in the money and all the stuff that he had, but it wasn't that. There's a lot of people that, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of people in hell right now that their heart's not where it needed to be. When God was trying to draw them there, their heart was in the world, and they wish they could get another chance. And you say, well, Matthew, I'll wait till Sunday. Let me tell you something. I've had a good friend of mine that's been 17, 18 years old, die in a crash. And they die, and they're 17, 18. They thought they were going to make it to Sunday. They thought they were going to make it to Wednesday, but they didn't. We got to make sure our heart's set on what it needs to be. And if we can do that, God will bless us. He'll bless you tonight. I feel so, I'll be honest with you, I prayed for a lot of months for my little brother that was lost. And I prayed every night and I said, God, I want you to save him. I said, Lord, I don't care what it takes. I want you to save him. And I'm so thankful one day, a couple months ago, you know what he did? He come down this altar and he got saved. That's the best feeling I've ever had in my world. And I'm so thankful that he saved him. So it's one less person. I don't have to pray for it because he's saved. I don't know where you are tonight. You might have some lost friends or family or whatever it might be. Why don't we just come down here and say, Lord, I just got a burden for this lost person. Lord, I want you to save him. I'll be honest with you. I can sit here and tell you story after story how prayer works and they change in my life. But if you want to get down here, you want to see something change, ask God to help you, and he will do it. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful I had a family that prayed for me when I was lost. I'm so thankful. And you say, well, Matthew, I prayed for somebody 20 years. I've heard stories of a wife praying for their husband 50 years and they got saved. We just got to keep on going. Keep on praying. Keep on reading our Bible. Keep on going to church. And we got to make sure where our heart needs to be. I'll be honest with you, I'm so thankful. This scripture came on my heart tonight on the way over here. And I got to, I preached preached on it before, but you know what? This is something we need to take. And the God gave me the thought of where's our heart need to be. It's not just in the lost people. It's in our Christian lives also. I think a lot of times, and I got to thinking in my life, when I was a young Christian, I would go through the motions, and my heart wasn't set on what it needed to be. I'll be honest with you, I couldn't see it at first because I would go to church. I'd go to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, but my heart wasn't set on what it needed to be. You say, well, Matthew, how do I change that? I'll be honest with you, it's for prayer and reading and studying our Bible and trying to do the best we can for God to get our heart where it needs to be. I take everything out that's a sin in our life. I'll be honest with you, you can't worship God if we got sin in our life. You can't get closer to God. If we sit there and we go through the motions, we got something in our life that's hindering us from getting closer to the Lord. Where's your heart set at with God? I'm about done. If somebody wants to come get a song, I had that on my heart. Where's the heart set at? A lot of times we set it at different things. We'll set it at, we think about works, probably set on that more than the Lord. Or we'll put our family before God. I'll be honest with you, God's first or he's nothing. He won't be second. God's got to be first in our life. Where's our heart set at tonight? That's all I got, Brother Jeff. You want to come around? That's all I got.